Our summer reading series continues with industrial designer Karen Rashid. Perhaps you've seen some of Rashid's creations at retailers such as Target and the Container Store, like his curvy Garbino trash can or stackable plastic O chair. He's also designed the Morimoto restaurant in Philadelphia and perfume bottles for Issey Miyake. Karim Rashid uses his reading material as inspiration for his work. He's co-writing a book about branding, so most of his reading this summer is for research. Because he feels that both design and branding are about establishing an identity, he's rereading The Substance of Style by Virginia Postrel. In it, Postrel argues that a well-designed form, like, say, a stylish toilet brush, is just as important as function. Another reference work is Design for the Real World by Victor Papinek. Papinek's popular book sparked Rashid's interest in design when he was a kid.
My father gave me that book when I was 12 in 1972. And then I started reading a book on Raymond Loewy when I was 13, and then Frederick Kiesler when I was 14, and then Joe Ponte when I was 15, and kind of went up from there. So I realized that I was reading all the time about architects and about designers, or about, let's say, the design profession in general.
Rashid enjoys traveling around the world for work and for pleasure, so he picked up The Art of Travel by Alain de Botton, a meditation on venturing to new places. In the preface, the author describes how Marcel Proust dreamed of London, cobbling together impressions of the city without ever leaving his native Paris.
Finally, when he decided he was going to go to London, he went to the train station, and he had all his crates with him and everything. And he looked across the street, and he saw a British pub. So he went over to the British pub, and he sat in it, and he had a dark ale, and realized there were a whole bunch of British characters in the place, and he heard the accents and the cigars and all the scents, and you feel that you're in the pub. And by the time his train was about to leave, he realized that he had visited London, so he never went.
Rashid is fascinated by technology and all the new vocabulary that goes along with it. A favorite read is Dictionary of the Future by Adam Hanft and trend forecaster Faith Popcorn. It's a collection of brand new items like free-range children, which are kids whose schedules are not jam-packed with after-school activities. Around the time that Haft and Popcorn were writing the book, Rashid was creating a list of 2,000 words for a millennium time capsule.
But the 2,000 words would be words that didn't exist before 1970. So they were from 1970 to 2000. And I remember with my office having all my staff kind of come up with lists of words. And we got up to about 1,400 or 1,500 to the point where we couldn't find the other 500. So I just repeated a few.
Industrial designer Karim Rashid, the most recent restaurant he's designed is called Nooch, and it's scheduled to open in New York City in August. To learn more about our summer reading series, you can visit the books page at npr.org.